Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Okay, thanks everyone, and welcome to, what are we at, episode 21?
It sounds right.
I think we're at about episode 21 for the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And I'm Mark Vila from Coleman & Company, and today we're talking about selling online. And we've got a guest with us.
We do not have a guest.
We don't.
We have kind of a friend, we have a partner in this whole marketing endeavor here. And guess what his name is, Mark? It's Marco. So today's podcast has Mark, and Marco. And I think trifecta, that's just amazing. It's the trifecta. Hey, Marco.
How are you, Mark and Mark?
Good, thanks. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Let's
get the background. Who is Marco Pena and what is he all about?
Oh, thanks. I don't know how long you have, so I'll give you the short version.
Thanks.
No worries. Yeah, Marco Pena. I appreciate you guys. I've known you guys for some time now. So I am the business development manager for Deco Network. Deco Network, as you guys know, we're an international technology company. We built a platform for the decorated industry. So everybody hopefully listening to this podcast right now, I am talking to you. We have developed something specifically for you. We were tired of seeing so many clients just throw money away, trying to get their business online, trying to get their business situated, trying to service their clients. And they would go and they would have all these custom built solutions created for them at tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, only to walk away just so disappointed. And so we said, there's got to be a better way. And so we built this platform that we're very excited. I've been in the industry for, I don't want to say this, because it kind of dates me a little bit, but 21 years. I started when I was a five.
I started when I was five. So. Wow. Man, five. I would have guessed like two or three.
Yeah. I should have gone with your answer.
Yeah.
But I worked with a major embroidery company at the time. I went to go work with Wilcom, and then Wilcom led me to Deco Network. And
okay.
So I'm excited to be where I'm at.
So you've got that magic combination. You are an actual apparel business guy, and who got into the online e-commerce platform business.
Correct. And so, you know, what's really nice about kind of my history and as many trade shows as I've gone to and as many clients as I've helped set up and startups, I've trained probably 150, 200 startups in my time. And so, you know, the common concern oftentimes was, hey, listen, I've got this awesome equipment and, you know, you guys have some great equipment. Got this awesome equipment. I'm excited, and they truly are excited. You know, this is a turning point in their life or career, you know, or their retirement or whatever that is, right? They're super excited about all this now new capability, this new functionality, this new thing that they're going to go out and sell. And then all of a sudden it kind of hits them and they say, well, how do I get my clients to buy from me? Where do I find them?
Yeah.
What do I do with this now?
It's good that you say that, Marco, because I think probably half of our podcasts have been related to exactly that.
Yeah. Yes. And I think what's really cool about what Marco did and helped to create, you know, and what you do now, Marco, is like, it's just that we talk to so many people, especially at Coleman & Company on the supply side, sure, that they're trying to grow their business in a lot of different directions, and they're doing the work, they're ordering the supplies, they're doing so much.
Yeah.
And the selling online thing is honestly, I mean, it just like simply put, scary for a lot of people.
Did we actually say what this podcast was about?
I think I said
we I mean, because we always bandy about titles.
Yeah.
And some of the ones that we had considered for this was The Life and Times of Marco Pena.
Yeah.
But we thought we didn't want that kind of an audience.
That'll be episode 22.
Yeah, we didn't want that kind of an audience. So we came up with, like, you know, the terrifying ways that you can sell online.
Yeah, or just, you know, getting started online, you know, is hard or is not hard, or I don't know. You know, there's so many things, and we talked to all these people, and I think it's so cool that Marco, what you did, what I was trying to say was that you had come up with a solution that was really for all of these people that me and the people that I work with talk to all the time. And hopefully in this conversation today, some of the things that you learned in starting this and helping people get started, you can pass on some of that knowledge. So the folks that listen, you know, maybe it's, you know, maybe they don't have a store and they say, well, I would love to work with and what Marco does. But yeah, maybe they just already do have a store and they feel that it's a mess.
Right.
So we may, you know,
it's probably a mess. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest.
So I'd love to help some people clean up what they have.
Yep.
I'd love to help people start who aren't doing it yet.
Yeah.
And I'd love for other people to at least just understand. And I think that if at worst some people finish listening to this and they finally understand a little bit more about selling online,
yes,
then they can at least put this into a long-term plan for their business. If it's not tomorrow, it's 2016.
So let's put Marco, who I'm going to do air quotes now, he's the industry guy for this.
Okay.
For shopping carts and for e-commerce, thank you. For custom apparel. Why... You know, what's the opportunity like, Marco? I mean, why should someone that's just started or is in their first couple of years of a custom apparel business, whether or not it's an embroidery business or custom printed tees or screen printing or bling, you know, why is having an e-commerce site a good idea?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so the opportunity is incredible. It's ridiculous almost. And I don't throw that word around a lot, but it really is. In North America, there's over 310 million internet users, 87.7 to be exact, percent of the population has access to the internet. This is your potential. This is your client base.
Right.
Anybody that can access the internet is an opportunity. That's just in North America. And that's growing, by the way. Let's talk Turkey Day. Thanksgiving just passed. Now, I don't have the numbers for 2015 yet. They're still not in yet. As you know, we just passed Thanksgiving. We passed Cyber Monday. The numbers aren't in yet. But for 2014, online sales were up 18.7%. 18.7%. Who would not want that in any business? Year on year, we're seeing double-digit increases year on year. You know what's really fueling that? Mobile devices. Mobile sales were up 48%, accounted for 48% of all traffic. 27% of all sales happened through mobile devices. Absolutely incredible. Not too long ago, people were afraid to do any type of e-commerce on their mobile devices, but it's been a game changer. It's changing,
you know,
people's mentality.
It's funny you say that, Marco, because we were at our traditional family poker game on Friday. Instead of going out and doing Black Friday shopping, you know, and my oldest daughter, she's an adult. She really just didn't feel like playing. She wanted to go shopping. So she went and sat on the sofa and pulled out her iPhone. And for the next hour, she was, shopping, doing Christmas shopping online.
Isn't that great? And what a wonderful satisfaction, right? When she was done.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, all you got to do is hit the buy button and it's all over.
That's right.
And I guess, you know, it's about making that possible for your customers as an apparel decorator.
Absolutely. Because there's a couple of things. And Mark 1 or Mark 2, one of you guys said, hey, listen, this is scary for people. People say, all right, I see the opportunity. And let me just throw a couple other numbers here really quickly. Spending in 2014 for e-commerce, according to internetretailer.com, was at $262 billion. $262 billion. That's a 13% increase. Now, that's globally, and that's across the board.
Yeah, so that number's got to be much bigger just inside the United States.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, let me just share something else that's a little bit closer to home to everybody listening here.
Yeah.
You guys have heard of companies like Zazzle and Custom Ink and Vistaprint and Cafe Press and Spreadshirts. These are the top five biggest kind of create your own, customize it, e-commerce retailers out there. They're the ones that you hear about, and probably those that I've, you know, just mentioned has, you know, brought tears or blood boiling to anybody that's listening to this, because they say, boy, I've lost a lot of business to these guys. I don't like them or whatever. But you got to respect the work that they've done. They've done an incredible job marketing themselves. Those top five in our industry, specific to the decoration industry, have grown 12-fold in the last 9 years. They are in 2012. They had $1.9 billion in sales with over 16 million unique visitors.
Right, and the keys to these businesses are that if you go online, you can go to a Zazzle or a Cafe Press, mm-hmm. and you can upload your own design and get a T-shirt printed.
Absolutely. Or a pre-decorated one.
Or go ahead, Marco.
I apologize, Mark. I was just going to say, or you know, maybe a funny T-shirt. It doesn't have to be create your own. Oftentimes, they go in there. The consumer often goes in with an idea of like, hey, I'm going to create something funny or unique or original. And then they end up finding something that they like better that's already been created, and they end up purchasing that.
Yeah, and what I was going to say was, because now what I believe is a great opportunity for – because of what exists of what you have and how much easier it is to just get up and running online for anybody, really, no matter how small you are, we're now at an opportunity phase for all of these small businesses and all the folks that you that are listening out there that already run a business and now you're ready to get online or you're just getting going. Now is actually a new opportunity because you've got – you know, these folks that came in, you know, I mean, they were like revolutionary in one way or another, if you want to put it, you know, they came up with an idea. They spent a lot of money getting it going right. And they're the big one. Whoever is the big one in on something cashes in on it.
Right.
They cash in on a period of time and then more competition comes in, more noise comes in the area. And then some of their pie dwindles down to other businesses, other right. niche markets.
Yeah, and it's a big pie. Just poll your friends and family, you know, and ask them, you know, have you ever thought about buying a custom T-shirt? You know, have you ever looked online for a funny T-shirt or a printed tee for a gift or looked for embroidery for a business polo or anything like that?
And if you're listening to this now and you've got a niche product, so yes. If you sell something that is just a unique crowd of people or specific to your area, something very unique or a unique licensing or artwork or whatever it is, but if it's a niche, if you've got some sort of a market that you speak to that's not just like put a name on a hat,
right.
but it's something nice and specific – then it is the golden opportunity for you to get online because you've got a narrow group of people trying to find you and trying to find what you sell, which means you're although you are going to compete with some of those really big companies in one way or another online, when you're competing in a much different little market,
right?
And you've got to put that stuff online because, as you said, everyone would love to just be able to go on my tablet or my phone, and I'm in Irish dancing, and I want to get some hats.
Good one.
You know, and you do embroidery and bling stuff for Irish dancing. You've got to have a website, and you've got to make it so local people can find it.
Yeah.
You know, which we just did a podcast on.
Right.
Then people are going to find you, and they're going to be sitting on their phone, and they're going to say, perfect.
Yep.
Just what I wanted.
And, you know, some other markets might be because let's name a few just so maybe we'll pique the interest of more.
Let's name things that maybe we don't talk about a lot. We've talked about cheer moms.
Yes.
And we've talked about baseball moms.
Fishing. Those are, fishing.
Yeah, fishing.
Fishing. Hunting. Hunting. Outdoor stuff. Heck, you could be, like, maybe not Christmas, because that would be very popular. Maybe you're the go-to person for Arbor Day.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's also specific sports. So if you're involved in, like, I mean, like, subs of subs.
Yeah.
So, like, you might be in...
beer pong.
Beer pong. That is interesting. I wasn't thinking of that as a sport. I was thinking, like, well, I'm in martial arts, but you're not just in martial arts. You're in MMA. Well, you're not just in MMA. I'm in like a Krav Maga,
right, you know, jiu-jitsu, slash MMA, right.
You know, and then so then it's like, well, that's, you know, that's a niche market that I sell to. These are people who I talk to. I make all types of stuff for that. Get a website for all of those things, even though you're happy to make a corporate logo T-shirt.
Yes.
You know. These are things that we, that if you do these things, you got to be inspired to get online, because as Mark said, there's so much of that pie to be shared.
As a matter of fact, there's somebody that just signed up for our custom apparel startups Facebook group, which I'm plugging right now. It is go to Facebook and just type in custom apparel startups and you'll find us, who is actually starting his own MMA product line.
He's
getting all that stuff done. And we've had customers be successful just doing bling T-shirts for dog shows. We've had customers do softball. Girls softball is a big market for them.
Bands. There is, and this was a long time ago. It's not a current customer of mine now, and I wish I can remember exactly. But a customer had bought a direct-to-garment printer from me back when I used to sell printers many years ago, and they did band T-shirts. And I said, oh, cool. I said, so how do you sell them? You know, what do you do? Well, I go to the concert and I said, oh, stuff like that. And I said, okay. And like, they can go online and buy, you know, this was not that long ago. You could, 5 years
right.
ago, we were online shopping, but, and he's like, no, I just do it there.
Yeah.
And now, you know, that memory popped into my head and I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, this guy was the only guy who made it for this, like, niche band out of Chicago.
Yeah.
So they had a big enough following, I mean, where they had hundreds of thousands of people that liked them, but they weren't a massive global band. But anybody going online searching for that band should have found it.
Yeah, right.
He probably would have sold twice as many shirts.
That's true. Okay, so we went over the whys a little bit with Marco, and we talked about some of the niche markets. Why don't people, you think, get a shopping cart? Why don't they develop an online presence?
Well, you know, quite frankly, it's scary for a lot of people. They think that there's no room for them at the top. You know, I just mentioned the top five, and you know, they've accounted for $1.9 billion, and you think, wow, there's just no room for me. It's too expensive. I don't know how to do it. Where do I start? I've heard horror stories, but here's the other thing to that. They are less than 2% of an estimated $100 billion industry. So, you know, quite frankly, their slice of the pie is very, very small.
Yeah.
Anybody listening to this podcast, let me encourage you. There is a lot of room for growth. There's a lot of room for you to be part of this. There's a lot of room for you to capture some of this market. They don't have to take your clients. They don't have to grow so big that there's no room for you. There is room for you. But so that the opportunity is there, but where do I start?
Right.
Well, typically it is a scary proposition if you think about it. There's a lot of complexity to it. There's obviously it's a unique business model. One of the people don't understand sometimes the legal ramifications, the complexity of what is hosting, coding a site, imagery, where do I get the images from? What about a shopping cart? Shopping carts are not all created equal. For example, most traditional shopping carts out there, and if you go to like a Shopify or Illusion or any one of those guys, well, what they sell is they do sell a shopping cart, and they sell the hosting, they sell, you know, some themes. That's great. But here's a problem with that. Shopping carts are not created the same. So that, for example, in our industry, well, shirts cost differently. Decorations cost differently. A shirt, for example, will cost more if it's a darker shirt versus a light versus a white. It's double X versus an XL will cost differently, different cuts. The type of decoration that you do will vary. If it's a darker shirt, there's probably a pre-treatment that you have to do if you're doing DTG.
Printing, right?
If you're printing, exactly. If you're embroidering, well, you might have to add more underlay on that shirt. If it's a white, you have to do a white underbase on that. So there's all these variables that most shopping carts just simply don't understand. For them, a shirt's a shirt's a shirt. And so we've taken a lot of that complexity within Deco Network, and we've said, well, look, we understand the industry because we're from the industry. We understand that there's these complexities. And we've built a platform that is a turnkey solution that has kind of figured all this stuff out.
Right.
So that,
Marco, I think really the first thing that you said was probably one of the main things that keeps people back, that you found some solutions to, and that's, you know, first of all, they don't know what to do. They have no idea. You were describing what people might be afraid of and the complexities and things like that. There are about four words in there that most of the people listening to the podcast have no idea what they are. You know, they have no idea what hosting is. They don't know. They don't know that the pricing might be different for different size shirts or different type shirts, you know? So that basic kind of, can I do it? You know, or I can't do it because I just don't know what to do. Like, I want a website. I bought a machine. I can do the work, but how do I get it online? That's one of the big things.
Well, and I'm already still trying to perfect how to run a business and how to.
Right.
And this is why, and why this is what I had thought of. And when you're saying all those things, it's because all of that stuff that you said in regards to the pricing of the shirts and the different types of shirts that there can be and all of these variables, when you've got an online store, it's actually a tool for your business to run your business out of it.
It can be.
It can be if you do it right. Here, somebody walks in, right, to Coleman & Company and they buy some ink. Well, it goes through the online store.
Even if they walk in, not writing us a check and you're writing up a separate invoice and things like that.
Yeah, it goes through the online store. So they come in and our representative will log into the store through the computer, ring it out, put in the credit card information, click OK, and it's done. Yeah. Now, Marco, just about anybody could do that with their online story, even if they have a walk-ins.
Absolutely, Mark. You know, thanks for mentioning that, because that was the other thing that you had mentioned earlier on. One of the fears that people have is, hey, quite frankly, I'm just too busy running my business. How do I take on this new endeavor? How do I even begin to tackle this? I'm so stretched already with the resources I have. How do I do this? And thank you for saying that, because quite frankly, we understand that. Most people that are in business today are way too busy. But here's the problem with being busy. They're not productive busy. Most of the methods that we have found that are the decorators today use, the paper order forms, the emailing back and forth, the clipboards, the paperwork, all that is it's a thief of your time. It's a robber of your time. And quite frankly, it's unproductive, it's costly, and it's error prone. So one of the things that we tackle is, we're not just an online solution, because we certainly are that. But one of the things that we tackle, and I think we tackle it phenomenally, is we have a solution built into all our systems called Business Hub. And I'd love to talk to anybody that's interested in Business Hub, because Business Hub really is a central focal point of Deco Network. If you think about it, now people come to us because of the designer, the people come to us because of the website. That's kind of the sizzle, the sexy, if you will. But the reality is, people don't realize how expensive it is to run a business. The order taking, the emails going back and forth, the follow-up, the file cabinets, kind of thing.
So I just want to differentiate here, because now we're talking, you know, at first we were talking about, you know, the opportunity of having an online store, of selling online, the markets you can go after, the size of the market, and the percentage of the market that's still up for grabs, and how all that is good. And then we talked about some of the things that, that people might be afraid of doing that. And now what we're understanding really is it's not just getting an e-commerce platform. Well, it is just getting an e-commerce platform if you're going through Etsy or Shopify or WooCommerce or one of the kind of off-the-shelf shopping carts. But Deco Networks is kind of has a business system built in that will actually help run the rest of your business, not just online.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's really the key component. A lot of clients simply don't know that they're inefficient. And so Deco Network really is about being a complete solution, the front end, which we're going to give them the tools to do. But in order for you to really be successful in the front end, you have to invest the time. It's no different than, you know, when you start a retail shop, right? You got to find the location. You got to you know, scope it out. You've got to put a bid on it. You got to go in there and paint it, turn on the lights. You know, how am I going to set it up? Buy a blank so you can put it in the showroom in the front. You've got to move in. You've got to, you know, you got all this work to do, and that's just to get the door open. And once you get it open, you got to put signs up. You got to go hand out flyers. You got to let people know you're there. It's a real long process. Yeah. The online store is, in some respect, faster, but it's also, it requires a process too. Because you still got to set up your products. You still got to know what you're going to sell. You got to know who your client base is. But there's still some things that you have to do. What we've done, though, is we've said, okay, well, look, we understand that things have to be done. We're going to simplify it because we've got a package for you that is a turnkey solution. That it's got the images. It's got the products. It's got the shopping cart that's designed for it. It includes the hosting. I don't have to go look for the hosting. It includes the payment gateway connection. You just got to turn that on. You know, it includes the shipping providers already on there. You just got to set up an account with them. We've done a lot of that stuff. But we, in addition to that, what we've also done is say, okay, look, in order for you to be able to do that, you're going to need to find some time to be able to do that. The only way to really make that happen is to free up some of your time in the way you do business now. And that's where Business Hub really kind of takes effect and really helps people, because what we've seen is the average user on Deco Network has a increase of about 60 to 70% productivity when they start using Business Hub or Deco Network to run their existing business. So if they start to use or start to run their existing business through Deco Network, there's going to be an increase in productivity. Therefore, i.e. more time. You just bought more time by using Deco Network so that you can actually start to build your online business presence.
So I've got some more questions that people have written down here, and you just answered most of them. And and one of them is how do I accept credit cards? So you've pretty much got that taken care of.
Elaborate a little bit. Sorry, Mark, if I may, just really quickly, I'm going to throw a couple of buzzwords just so that people kind of understand.
Yeah.
There's two things in being able to accept credit cards that you have to have, and this is so you can be, you know, you can do this properly. You never, ever, ever, ever want to accept a credit card through an email or anything like that, because or an online form. An online form is not a good way of doing that. So what you want to use is you want to use a payment gateway and a merchant account. A payment gateway basically accepts the credit card. The merchant account will then grab that transaction and put it into your bank. We work with people like Authorize.net, and we have a partnership with Moolah. If anybody's scared, doesn't know where to start, we've got people. We'll connect you. We've got great rates, that kind of stuff. We never actually handle any of the money. We don't do that. It's all done through the payment gateway, but we have people that we partner with.
Yeah, but that's one of the other fears is I don't want to take credit cards online because I'm afraid the information is stolen. And I know Coleman and Company gets that all the time.
What do we get specifically?
You get people that don't want to give you their – don't want to – they will actually call and give you their credit card number because they don't want to type it online because they're afraid.
Sure. And this is something that I've written down, and I've probably been itching to say this for many, many episodes. But the credit card thing is so awesome when you've got an online store.
Right.
Okay, because first of all, no matter when you're always going to have some people that are extreme levels of caution with
they're their paranoid. Credit cards. Just say it.
They're
just
paranoid.
Say it. They're paranoid.
They're, all of your credit card information is online always. That's how credit right. cards are processed, is through the internet. Even if you're at a store.
Yes.
It scans. It follows tubes and pipes all over the world. And it goes somewhere, and a credit card company gives a thumbs up.
They're not mailing. You're saying they're not mailing that credit card slip into corporate.
Exactly. They don't have a runner. They're,
exactly. Yeah. It's always going through the internet. Right. So if anyone's listening and you have a worry about that, it's already going through the
you
internet.
You need to let that go.
Yeah, really? It always is. But when you're trying to accept, when you want to be able to accept credit cards, you've got to do it one way or another. And many of our customers, they had somebody call them or they Google searched and they got a little cheap box that sits next to their register or is in their office where you type in the code and you scan it. And you ask them if you want a receipt because that paper is expensive and you don't want to have to print a second copy for them. Right. All of these wonderful things.
Right.
But when you've got an online store and you've set up, you know, like the words you use, like merchant service and gateway and it's secure and all that stuff, all that credit card information also now leaves your hands as a business owner. So as far as Coleman & Company goes, and almost all online businesses, we're not holding the risk anymore.
Yeah,
the credit card is going through that merchant service company. They're the ones that are secure. They're right. the ones that it's all built into websites now, that the risk is on those credit card companies. So somebody's not going to come into our site or any site like our Deco Network site or anything like that and have to worry about their credit card information not being secure from your business.
Right.
Because it's secured through a third-party agency that does that.
Right. Okay, so we...
And hopefully that made sense.
Yeah, it did. It did to me. How about you, Marco?
I loved it.
Okay, so... Very good. So, I mean, you know, so we're... That was one of the fears, and we already talked about, you know, things like the accepting credit cards, whether or not you can do it. Do we touch on how to manage your inventory? Because, excuse me, that's always a big thing for new apparel decorators is how do I get those pictures of T-shirts and hoodies and things like that I want to sell online? And how do I keep track of that inventory once I do?
Great question. And that is actually, believe it or not, inventory is one of the biggest reasons. I did a top 10 reasons why websites fail research paper. And one of the reasons was two of the items. One was poor imaging on websites. Consumers didn't take to that well. If they can't see what they're buying in a clear image, they won't buy it. The other one was poor inventory management. And so you're kind of touching on two different things there.
Yeah.
The first thing is the imagery. Imagery is really, really, really important. You want a good quality image and good descriptions. And basically you want to give that consumer or that coach or that team mom or, you know, the restaurant owner, whoever is on your site that's going to purchase, you want to give them the assurance that what they are purchasing is what they believe they are purchasing. They don't want to get it and then open the box up excited. And then all of a sudden they're discouraged because, well, that's not what I thought I was going to get.
Right.
And so imagery is very, very important. What we've done is we've partnered with companies like Sanmar, SNS, Americana, Bodick & Rose, Alfred Broder. We've got a ton of, all the real major suppliers out there. And so what we've done is we've gotten their catalogs, which right there alone saved anybody looking at that, thinking about setting up a site. Right there alone, we've saved you tens of hours.
Yeah. I mean, not only that, but when you're standing in front of a customer with a catalog, you know, and leafing through the pages trying to find a shirt that they like, or which ones do I upload, you know, on a website?
Yeah, and the other one is that your customer stops you. Oh, wait, that one.
Oh yeah.
And that's the one. That's the brand you don't like to use because it scorches, or you don't like to use it because it doesn't work with the type of decorating.
Yeah.
You can actually make a catalog that's yours, and your
absolutely
customer isn't seeing things that you don't want them to buy.
Yep.
Or ask about.
Absolutely. Because here's the thing, Mark. With that, the reality is, the shirts don't really sell the product. It's the media on the shirt that sells the product. It's the logo for the baseball team. It's the youth group's, you know, camping trip imagery, that whatever that is, right? The baseball team logo. That's what's going to sell the shirt. Isn't so much the shirt. Whether people don't care if it's a 6.2 versus a 6.8-ounce shirt. They really
right.
don't.
Right.
What they want is they want something. Mm-hmm. They don't know and they don't care. They're trusting you. You're the expert. You're the one that knows what is the best thing for them to put it on. And that's really ultimately what's happening. So what you said is exactly right. So what we do is we actually partner with these companies. We get their catalogs. We don't just get the catalogs to put in Deco Network, though. We actually have a team here in Los Angeles. It's called our catalog team. And what they do is they literally go through every single product. We remove backgrounds. We clean up the imagery. The tags, sometimes we'll remove the tags just so it's nice and clean. We make sure everything is properly formatted. Why do we go through all that? The expense is ridiculous, actually, if you think about it. But the reason we go through that is because we want the consumer, when they're on your site, to have the best possible buying experience. And so if a shirt, when they go from yellow to green to see the difference, if it's hopping around because the images were taken at a different angle, well, that throws their eyes off and it will give them a bad experience. So we painstakingly go through every single product and we make sure that the images look good, the descriptions are well laid out, formatted properly. We try to give them as much information as possible. The other thing that we do is, this is kind of proprietary technology that we created.
Yeah.
We built an algorithm with each product. And we said, okay, well, look, in DTGs, you can work with certain types of shirts, but there's other shirts that, you know, they're really not ideal. Same thing with screen printing, same thing with embroidery. You don't really want to embroider, typically on fine line shirts that have lines going across, right? And so what we've done is we've created this algorithm that when you sign up for Deco Network, it'll ask you, well, what do? What kind of decoration types do you offer? And as you select certain decoration types, it automatically selects and deselects the products that built on our algorithm, which is really intelligent, what we believe you should offer and what you shouldn't offer. Now, you can overwrite that whenever you want, but the beauty of that is more than likely you won't be taking an order for something you can't fulfill. A shirt that the ink is going to run on, right? It's not going to hold the ink. It's not going to hold it because it wasn't designed for that type of decoration. So we built some algorithms in there, which if you're looking at starting a business, you're going to start from scratch. You're going to pay a developer to do that. He's not going to know how to do that.
No, and that will save you. I mean, honestly, that will save you literally a crap load of money because you're going to print once on the wrong. Here's what's going to happen.
All right.
You're gonna get a Viper 2 because that is the best direct-to-garment printer on the planet.
Yep.
And you're gonna buy it from Coldesi because we're awesome and you can't get it anywhere else. And then you're going to let your customer pick the shirt out of a catalog that they want to print on. And it's not gonna be right for DTG. And there are reasons for that, but whatever they are, it's not gonna be right. You're gonna print 25 shirts. And your customer's going to put them through the wash, and the design is going to look like junk afterwards. Yep. And it's going to cost you the ink, the time, the customer, the money for the shirt, and the money to replace the order.
So it's like it's – as you sell online, what I'm gathering for as I'm sitting here and I listen to a lot of good stuff Marco said there, and then that point I think just really hit something on me. It's when you start selling online, because that's what we came here to talk about, and it starts bringing all of these things together, and I'm going to think of it like working out. So somebody says that they, what do I want to do? I want to lose weight. What do you want to do? I want to grow my business. I want to lose weight. Well, what's one way I could lose weight? I could start running, right? You start running, well, you improve your muscle structure, and you improve your metabolism, and yeah. You sleep better. And all of these things start happening in your body all together because you're working on one part of it. When you start selling online and you start offering that, all of a sudden, all of these other things start to automatically get fixed.
Better. Yeah.
So you're able to, now you're only offering the right shirts when you were guessing before.
Man.
Now you are offering credit cards securely. You know, now you've got an easy place when somebody wants to buy something to just, even if you're doing it yourself, checking it out and getting a receipt automatically emailed.
Man, you know what that means? That means that I have to start working out. And I really, I'd rather just start an e-commerce site. If that can help me. Marco, if I start with Deco Networks, will that help me lose weight?
Yes.
He's trying to figure out a way to say yes. Marco's a great advocate. Yes.
Because you're so busy taking orders, you don't have time to eat junk food.
Oh, there you go. I like that.
Yeah, you have some time to do that exercise. I want to add something to as we start getting closer to the end here, because there's a lot of overwhelming amount of information in this podcast. A lot of it is a complicated way of explaining some things, because some of these things are complicated in and of themselves, but right. You're not doing it. You're not creating the security for the credit card. Someone's done it.
Yes.
But there's a solution for it. And there's tons of ways to do that. And what shirt do you print on can be complicated, but there's solutions to simplify all that. So all of this is to simplify ways of simplifying it and making it easy, but start small. Okay. And this is what I think one of the biggest problems that all small business owners run into. Apparel decorators are subject to it a lot. And then online stores a lot too. I know you might have 45 great shirt or hat ideas. And let's just say all of them are great. Well, start 45 products takes a long time to think about and put together, no matter what system it is, because you just have to think about them all. You've got to describe them right. You've got to price them right. And you have to think about your sizes. And from what I'm understanding, Marco, your software makes that easier, but it's still work to it. And then what happens is you've got 45 and you get 30 into doing some of it, and there's still so much more work you have to do on just all of the things together.
Yeah.
You know, all of the thought, just the thought. And you do all, and then you get overwhelmed and you stop.
Start with 10.
Yes. Start with 10. Learn the system. Start actually trying to sell some of those 10, you know, whatever it might be. And then you grow that and add it up. So you don't have to be a big, you know, multi-million-dollar website tomorrow.
Well, you know what? Here's why people – one reason why people do that, and it's kind of the money fear, because the traditional way for going out and getting a website done is to hire somebody. So your two choices are to hire somebody to do it or to get your nephew to do it or the guy down the street that does websites sometimes. Mm-hmm. Or your brother-in-law or something like that. So the thing is, if you hire somebody to do it, the fear is that you're going to spend $5,000 and it not be done.
Yeah.
You know, or you're going to spend $5,000 and not like it, or, you know, something like that. And I'm going to let Marco talk about money in just a second, because that's not the way Deco Network works. And the other fear, or something that you should be afraid of that maybe you're not, is that you're going to get your cousin or brother-in-law or the guy at the bar to do your website for you, and you know them and you like them. So even if it's terrible, you'll be stuck with it. So, you know, it may be cheap, but it's terrible, but you're not going to get a different one or a new one because you don't want to say anything.
Yeah, and I would also even say this. If you're partially through a website, or you've started one that's not quite finished because you got trapped into that going too big, you know, too soon type of thing. You know, go in there and delete a bunch of stuff out and start it over and fix it. You know, even if you've already invested, maybe you've already invested $3,000 in a site and it's not done, you know, and, you know, hopefully you're seeing some benefits of selling online. Get back in there, simplify it, or, you know, or if it's been long enough, if it's been 3 years since you spent that $3,000, it's a loss.
Do it again.
But get in there and start small if you can. Yes, if you've got a ton of time and money and resources and employees and all these things, then go big. You know, why not? But if it's you and you're trying to get up and running, or you and your husband or a business partner or whatever it might be, you know, get in there and get going, start small, let it grow, learn a little bit, and then honestly, in a year, You'll be a pro.
You'll be a pro.
You will be. It's because none of it's that hard unless you're talking about programming. But right. None of this is programming.
Yeah. Hey, Marco, let's talk about a couple things for a second. And
sure.
First of all, I'd like you to talk about the money and how you pay for Deco Networks. And then I'd like you to talk about, you know, design and things like that, services or templates and stuff that might be available.
Yeah, absolutely. So what you said is exactly right. You've got all those options if you want to start something like this. And it can get expensive really quick. The problem with that is that you start on that project and it basically becomes kind of a money pit with no end, because as you start thinking, well, it'd be great if it did this. Well, sure, no problem. You know, another 4,000, another 5,000, another this. With Deco Network, you do get the front end. You get the website. You get the online designer, you get the products, you get the web hosting. We even give you a new URL. You also get a CMS system, which helps you manage that. CMS systems is a content management systems, which you need for a website. You need to be able to manage the content on it. You get that with Deco Networks built into the system. So normally that can go anywhere from, you know, a couple thousand to, we've seen them as high as 20,000. And that's included in Deco Network. You get all your production management. You get your customer management. So if a customer calls you up, you know, 6 months from now and says, hey, that order that we did 6 months ago, I need to order some more. Great. Normally you have to go through a file cabinet and find that. It comes in Deco Network. It's called Business Hub. The ability to quote an order comes in Deco Network. In fact, something that maybe we could do at a different podcast is the ability to create affiliate stores for fundraising and what have you.
Yeah.
We have that built into Deco Network. So the nice thing about Deco Network is right now it probably sounds very expensive. But if you go to coldesi.deconetwork.com, and again, that's coldesi.deconetwork.com, and you go to the pricing and sign up, you'll actually find out when you get there that it's actually really, really affordable. Some of the things that with Deco Network is we don't have an activation fee. We don't charge you just to do business with us. We feel like our product should stand on its own. We don't have any lock-in contracts, so you're not going to sign up for a 10-year contract with us. In fact, it's just month to month, and we don't charge any transaction fees. Our Business Plus plan starts at $89 a month. And our most popular plan, Stores, is only $199 a month. And with those Stores plans, with that Stores plan at only $199 a month, you get 5 users and you get all the things that I talked about, including the ability to customize your website, templates for your website, that kind of thing. But the really exciting part, and again, maybe the Marks will invite me again to discuss this. But with that $199 a month on that source level, Mark, check this out. You get 100 websites that you can use for all those businesses that we talked about earlier. The ping pong guys, not the ping pong, beer pong,
right, so
beer pong.
Separate niche market sites that you can start.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Customized specific to that market. So let's just say you use 100 of those sites. You use all 100 of them. That comes out to $2 a month per site, and includes your hosting, includes your imagery, includes all the things that you need.
Well, I'll tell you, Marco, that second part is pretty advanced. But what I like is that you're not talking about $3,000 or $4,000 or $6,000 to get started on your site.
Yep.
And that's part of the fear, right? Is that you're going to write that check and hate it. At $200 yep. a month, you can do it and then decide you don't like it later, and it's only costing you $200 for every month that you use it.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I mean, that's a huge plus.
Yeah, that's very cool. And normally this podcast, and always this podcast, is never really about pitching a product
yeah.
or trying to get people to buy anything, you know, and it's about education. But the online thing is it's so important. You don't have, we've discussed in podcasts, you don't have to have one to be successful.
Right.
Okay?
Absolutely not.
So that's important. But as we talked about, like with the working out analogy, if you do it, you know, and if you have a good product,
yeah.
you know, and it's easy to use and you can actually get into it, then you only benefit.
Yeah.
So it's like,
there's
so
no downside.
You don't have to work out to survive.
Right.
You can live without ever going to the gym.
And I do.
You do, you know, However, it's like your business is the same way. There's all of the things we talk about on your on the podcast. You can run, you can skip almost every podcast, skip one of the podcasts and not do any of those things and still make money in your business.
I mean, we'll be sad. We'll be sad because you should watch them all.
But it's like you could not go to any local events and have a successful business. You could only be online and have a successful business. You could only do women's clothing and have a successful business. There's a million things you could do and not do. However, I think that having the online store is only benefits you. And when I started seeing and I learned about what the Deco Network stuff did, I was just like, man, this is freaking cool for people in our industry.
It really,
like, and it's like, that's why I'm like, yeah, I want to talk about it because it is cool. And it's not this like $3,000, $5,000, $20,000 commitment, which is why sometimes I talk to somebody and they're like, yeah, I looked at a website, $5,000 now, maybe in 2020.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I agree with everything that you said, which is odd. It's very odd, actually.
It's because I'm on all this medicine. I'm on this cold.
So, hey, you know what? I know we've been yammering on here for a while. We also have done some online webinars and slideshows and things like that with Marco and Deco Networks. So if you search, go to Google or Bing and search for Coldesi webinars, what'll happen is you'll get a special YouTube channel that we set up that just has those webinar recordings. And you'll get to see things like how to actually use the software. Somebody actually sets up a store live. You'll see the business hub, you know, for doing inventory management and how you can use Deco Network if someone walks in the door, how you can take an order, how it helps you pick shirts. And I mean, we've done a bunch of them and for a good reason.
And also, if you're a Coleman & Company customer, we've got like a little watch, you know, button on the top of our page that goes to the YouTube channel, and we have a webinar section.
Okay.
I will make sure that some of those Deco ones are in there too.
So it's not like a watch to keep time.
No, it's
keep
like
time
a watch.
Like I expected, like to see a time.
It's actually it's a TV. It's an image
TV.
Of a TV, which is outdated. Who watches? Nice. But anyway, Mark is going to recommend maybe a couple really good ones to drop on there. This way it's in our mix too, just because it's that's a resource page for people. And this is an important resource just to at least understand. You got to be knowledgeable. You got to just know.
Absolutely.
You know, it's the knowledge is important.
Marco from Deco Network, is there anything else that you would like to educate us on? Anything you'd like to tell us before we sign off here today? On episode 20, by the way.
20.
The CAS podcast is not old enough to drink yet.
Okay.
next week, hopefully we'll be old enough to drink, and then the podcast is going to change completely.
Yes, I bet.
Go ahead, Marco.
Just want to let everyone know that this is a understandably, possibly for a lot of people, a scary concept. And so I just want to let you guys know that we're here to help, whether it's through Deco Network or it's through some of the webinars that we've done with Coldesi, which I really appreciate the opportunity to share that with you guys. But we also have additional services if those people say, hey, I'm just too busy or I don't know how to, I want the website, but I want something really nice and custom, but I don't know how to do that. Just want to let you know that we have services available for you. We have a Deco Coach team here in our LA office that what they do is they will design the site for you. They'll send you mock-ups and they'll talk with you and they'll interview you and they'll ask you, hey, what do you want that site to look like? Who's your target audience? That kind of thing. And based on that, they'll send you a mock-up, you approve it, and they'll actually code the site for you. So anybody can get a custom-looking site that's unique to you, unique to your clients. It creates a new, unique buying experience, something that you're really proud of, something that really represents your company well professionally, that you know, for someone that goes to your website, that looks like your business card, goes to your website, it looks like you're a huge business or a very professional business. We can help you with that. We've got lots of different services that we can help you with, whether it's designing that perfect website or it is creating, you know, personal training hours with you and a technician just to record that and to give you that recording so you have that personal training session with them. We've got lots of services. We're here to help. And I just appreciate your time, guys.
Cool. And go to Coldesi.deco, D-E-C-O, network.com, Coldesi.deconetwork.com, and hit start my store and see what happens. Okay. This has been episode 20 of the Custom Apparel Startups podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And I'm Mark Vila. We've been with Marco Pena here of Deco Networks. Thank you for coming, and thanks everybody for listening.
Yep. Bye.